Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My daughter Davina, much like my wife, has always enjoyed food. But unlike my wife, Davina didn't grow up as a child being very self-reliant about getting and making her food. She preferred to let Potch Lynn take care of the preparation of the food for her. Partly because Potch is a much better cook than Davina, and partly because Davina was too lazy as a child to just go and do it herself. I can remember many times when Potch was at home and Davina would complain about being hungry. And I would say to her, the fridge and the freezer and the cabinet are all full of food. Go in there and make something. But quite often, Davina would prefer to wait until Potch came home from work at 8, 9, or 10 o'clock at night to see what she was going to make for dinner than to go and make something for herself. To which I would respond, then don't talk to me about being hungry. You see, if Davina was really that hungry, so hungry that she was about to pass out, she would have gotten her own dinner. But she wasn't ever as famished as she let on. So it is that we as people exaggerate and make excuses and overemphasize things in our lives to cover up for our own laziness or fears or lack of self-discipline. That's why I believe that Jesus asked the paralytic man at the pool of Bethesda in our text today if he wanted to get well. At first glance, that may seem like a ridiculous question to ask a man, given the fact that he had been an invalid for some 38 years. But it is precisely because of the longevity of this man's illness that Jesus' words are so insightful and so necessary. For you see, whenever the waters of this pool of Bethesda were stirred, healing was granted to the first person who made it into these stirring waters. And it was hard for Jesus to imagine, at least I presume, that in 38 years of this illness, this man couldn't have made it into the stirring waters first at least once. Thus, it kind of makes you wonder how sincerely this man wanted to be healed. Or had he just become content with his condition of being an invalid? Content with begging others for his daily livelihood? A question I myself have considered from time to time as I see some of the homeless in our community, some of the same men on the same corners year after year. But that is another topic for another time and place. Still, Jesus needed to hear for himself if this man truly desired to be healed. And he did, but he was just too slow to ever be the first one down into the stirring water. Someone always beat him. Being satisfied with this man's answer, and also satisfied with the sincerity of this man's attempts to be healed and his desire to be healed, Jesus decided to heal this man of his illness. Jesus made him well. And he told him that if he wanted to stay well, he should no longer sin. For as Paul would later write in Galatians 6, the one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. There are many of us who sit here today with a variety of maladies. Some physical, some emotional, some relational, some psychological, some spiritual. And there are many of us who have fervently prayed to God to take our particular malady away from us. But who, like the paralytic in our story this morning, have never made it into the waters first, have never done what it takes for that wellness to happen. And so it's imperative that we ask ourselves, do we want to get well? Because you see, wanting to be well, but never doing what it takes to get well, makes a person wonder. Perhaps makes God wonder too, how sincere is our desire to have wellness in our lives? And it starts with turning away from our sin and confessing our sin to God. We cannot reap a harvest of wellness by sowing a life of sin. But John tells us, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The road to wholeness and wellness always starts with forgiveness, which is ours by God's grace, on account of the substitutionary death and resurrection of Jesus, made alive in us through faith in Christ Jesus. But it does not end with our welcome into God's family. It only begins there. For that wellness must be fed and watered and reinforced and developed and matured and tested and strengthened and finally sealed as we go through this life of sin and malady. And that happens as we seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness. And everything else will be added to our lives as well. That's from Matthew 6. As we honor God, for He promises to honor all those who honor Him, 1 Samuel 2. As we wait upon the Lord and subsequently have our strength renewed by the Lord, Isaiah 40. As we call upon the Lord in our day of trouble and watch as He delivers us in accord with His promise, Psalm 50. And just to be clear, I'm not saying that by doing all those things, your relationship issues will be fixed, or your illnesses will go away, or your self-esteem issues will vanish, and so on. I'm saying that when you turn away from sin and you seek God, and you honor God, and you call on God, and you wait on God, He will make you well. And by well, I mean whole and at peace and content. You may still have your disease, but your heart and your soul will be at peace. And that's what true wellness is. It's about being at peace. At peace with God. At peace with yourself. And at peace with your life's circumstances. That's the kind of peace that Paul spoke about when he wrote about the peace of God that transcends all understanding. Philippians 4. That's the wellness that Horatio Spafford wrote about in the hymn, "It is well with my soul." After he had lost all four of his daughters in a single drowning accident. That's the wholeness that is promised to us through the blood-bought forgiveness and love and grace of God, who comes to us in the midst of our emotional and physical and psychological paralysis and says to us, "My grace is sufficient for you." Do you want to be well? Then seek God. Honor God. Call upon God and wait for God in the midst of your trouble. And He will deliver you and strengthen you and honor you and provide for you. He will make you well. His grace is sufficient, and He will give you peace. This is His promise to you for the sake of His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.